Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, Shir's sponsor, Lui Nishmas Har Miach Shom, Neapas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bava Kama Daf Chov Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings what seems to be, at least some Rishonim learn, to Machlekes Rabbi Yosef and Abaye. Who is responsible to protect the field from having animals go in and eat there? Is it the owner of the animals? That's how Rabbi Yosef learns. You have to guard the animals not to go into an open field. Or the owner of the field must make sure to put a fence around his field. And if he didn't put a fence around his field, so then the owner of the animals do not have to pay. And that's what Abaye told Rav Yosef, that he's not going to tell the owners of the animals to guard the animals, because he, Rav Yosef, who is the owner of the field, must put a fence around the field to guard from the animals coming in. There's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. How do we paskin? Rabbeinu Chananel, and also the Behag, they paskin like Abaye, that it's on the owner of the field to put a fence, and he needs to protect himself, not to allow animals to go into the field. The Shach in Choshen Mishpat Simin Shitzarek Zayin, Siv Kotan Aleph, he brings a discussion about it. And then he concludes and says, something which is brought down in many, many of Rishonim and Achronim throughout the Olam HaPsak. He said there's a reason to follow Rabbeinu Chananel, because Divrei Rabbeinu Chananel, Divrei Kabbalah him. Divrei Rabbeinu Chananel has a Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalah. They have a Kabbalah. And Rabbeinu Chananel is an opinion that you have to rely on, because Divrei Kabbalah him. The way the Shach says is the Behag and the Rach, or Divrei Kabbalah him. But if you look throughout the Sefer HaPoskim, the words Divrei HaRach, Divrei Kabbalah him, appears hundreds of times. Divrei Rabbeinu Chananel, Divrei Kabbalah. What does it mean that Rabbeinu Chananel, what he said was Divrei Kabbalah? So Chazon Ish over here, on this sugyo, comes to give us an explanation. And he says, you should know, it doesn't mean Rabbeinu Chananel is relying on a Kabbalah, Ish Pi Ish, that that's what the halacha is. He says the Chazon Ish, you want to tell me that Rabbeinu Chananel did not say anything on his own? And all his Rabbein did not say anything on his own? Everything he said was all coming from Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. He has a Kabbalah on such a thing. You can add on Chazanish's question, what does it mean, Divrei Kabbalah? We know Lebe Shemayim. The whole idea of Torah is based on what we are saying. What do you mean, Divrei Kabbalah? So says the Chazanish, what it means that Rabbeinu Chananel had a Torah, what he said was Divrei Kabbalah, it means that he had a Rebbe who was a very old Rebbe, and he had a very good memory of that Rebbe. And he accepted from him things that other people did not hear, because he had that special relation with the Rebbe, connecting to earlier generations. Because we know that there's something called Yeridus Adoris, and the more generations go down, the less Torah, the less kinyan of Torah that we have. So therefore, Rabbi Chananel's opinion, Rabbi Chananel's shito, is more reliable, because he heard from a very old Rebbe who had a tremendous memory, remembered things from previous generations. But not that what he says, he didn't say anything on his own. And not that what he says, Divrei Kabbalah, so you can never argue in that. Divrei Kabbalah means it gives a little more of a smachta, a little something stronger to hold on to, because he has something for previous generations to rely on. And that's what it means in general. Whenever it says in Sefer HaPoskim, that Divrei Rabbeinu Chananel, Divrei Kabbalah, that's what it means. That his words are based on things from previous generations. And that's why it has a little more reliance. But not that it has more than that, and then you cannot argue on it in halacha. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shova email list to Rotzko, please email shomarshova@gmail.com.